Springfield Hospital has declared bankruptcy, and it now has to come up with a plan to convince a bankruptcy judge that it can make money and continue operating. As part of that plan, the hospital will likely cut ties with 9 health clinics throughout the region, and it's unclear if all the clinics can survive on their own. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at what that might mean for patients.
Neil Mallon just sat down with his doctor at the Springfield Health Center, and he's got some really important health-related news to share. Mallon wants to talk with his doc about sauerkraut.
And we also got the equipment to make sauerkraut.
You're going to be a sauerkraut pro now? You have to teach me about sauerkraut, how to make it. We'll have to teach other patients how to make it.
One of the important things that I learned is that if you get
Mallon was all fired up because he just got back from a cooking class where he learned about how fermented foods, like sauerkraut, can help his digestive system. The class is part of a wellness program Mallon is doing here through the health clinic in Springfield. He lives in Saxons River, his primary doctor is in Bellows Falls, and Mallon has been coming here to Springfield to take part in the Lifestyle Medicine program, which stresses diet, exercise, and mental health to address chronic health issues.
It has changed my life in the sense that I have a little bit more self-esteem. I feel better. I have big plans to see my grandchildren grow up and to be able to be active during that period of time. It's just been great for not only me, but for the whole family.
Since April, Mallon has lost 50 pounds, and he's no longer taking diabetes or cholesterol medication. Mallon learned about the wellness program from his doctor at the Rockingham Health Center, which is one of the 9 clinics within the Springfield Medical Care System. This model of having a hospital coordinate healthcare services in rural communities has been happening more frequently as primary doctors struggle to keep their practices open. But with Springfield Hospital's future now in the hands of a bankruptcy judge, the regional clinics will have to develop their own plan for survival. And that could mean consolidation or closure, according to Josh Dufresne, CEO of Springfield Medical Care Systems, which runs the clinics in 6 towns.
As we're looking to split these 2 companies apart and be completely independent, we have to make sure that the right services stay within the right company.
Springfield Hospital is trying to work out a deal with Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. And under that proposal, Springfield would join a 3-part medical care system with Mount Escutney Hospital in Windsor and Valley Regional Hospital in Charlestown, New Hampshire. Dufresne says there's no room in that complicated arrangement for the clinics to remain a part of Springfield Hospital. Springfield Medical Care Systems will soon submit a proposal to the bankruptcy judge, asking her to approve a plan that would have the clinics operate as their own nonprofit. Dufresne says it's likely that the clinics will have to cut some services to prove to the judge that they can operate in the black.
And what we're doing right now is meeting internally with each one of the departments. We do feel it's key that those department folks know what's going on prior to having community dialogue or press releases or those type of activities.
The clinics lost almost $2.5 million in 2018. The medical offices offer dental and eye care, mental health support, general medicine, and even child care at 2 sites. Dufresne says in a sparsely populated region like southern Vermont, the model's just not working.
Where we went astray a bit is we started to become everything to everyone, and we started to do services, maybe broader services than what we probably should have focused on. And do we continue that? It's uncertain right now.
Scott Durgan leads the wellness program at the Springfield Clinics. He was the one talking with his patient about sauerkraut. Durgan said the stakes are high because there aren't many other options for the small towns that are served by the Springfield Health System.
When I'm working in Ludlow, there are certainly patients that I see there that can't go anywhere else. They're going to just be able to see a provider in Ludlow. And I think the same goes for Springfield and Londonderry and Charlestown. And I think that provides a much better service for those that need it the most. And it's incredibly disheartening and frustrating to see a system at large that can't support the people that want to help other people and continue to provide good health care for them.
Once the bankruptcy plan is finished, there will be community meetings held to discuss how the changes might affect the region. The bankruptcy plan for Springfield Hospital will be submitted to the court in early spring. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Springfield.